You heard Ken mention the state of Texas as a solid win for Republicans come November. Yet some registered Texas voters may be kept from voting this year. State election officials sent letters to tens of thousands of voters, most of them elderly, telling them the state believes they are dead. They have 30 days to respond or they'll be stricken from the voter rolls. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
I see dead people walking around like regular people. They don't know they're dead.
Quite a few Texas voters are seeing dead people in the mirror these days when they go to brush their teeth in the morning. In Houston, high school nurse Terry Collins got a letter informing her that after 34 years of voting, she was off the Harris County rolls. Sorry.
Friday of last week, I got a letter saying that my voter's registration would be revoked because I'm deceased. I'm dead. I was like, oh, no, I'm not.
In order to stay on the rolls, the 52-year-old nurse had to call and inform the registrar of her status among the living, but that didn't go so well.
When I tried to call, I was on hold for an hour, never got anyone. I called 3 days in a row on hold for an hour or more.
Collins, who is African American, says she noticed that in Houston, quite a few of those who got the letters seemed to be older and black.
There's one lady here, she's 52, she's African American, her dad is 80. They both got a letter saying they're dead.
Like all states, Texas regularly purges its rolls of voters who've died. Normally, this is a low-key process where the state passes along to the counties a small list of dead voters as they become available. But this massive mailing 2 months before the election is new. Rich Parsons is a spokesman for the Texas Secretary of State. Parsons says the state is not targeting anyone but dead voters.
We are required by law to maintain a clean and accurate voter registration list, and that's what we're attempting to comply with that mandate. I will tell you that it was our hope to have done this after the March primary, but unfortunately, redistricting litigation delayed the primary and the associated deadlines.
Parsons says none of this is a problem, that voters who've been wrongly purged from the rolls can simply show up and vote anyway. Democrats scoff at that, asking, their names won't be on the rolls. How are they going to be allowed to vote? They say Hispanics especially are likely to be suspected as being illegal immigrants illegally trying to vote. Gilberto Hinojosa is the chairman of the Texas Democratic Party.
Secretary of State has notified 80,000 individuals who it says are deceased. And so when a Hispanic who's being told that he's dead, most sociologists will tell you a Hispanic is probably more prone to just say, okay, accept it and walk away. Somebody made a mistake. I don't have time to bother with this.
Texas got these names off of the Social Security Administration's death list. Social Security warned Texas that the list shouldn't be relied on, but to no avail. The state legislature and Texas Governor Rick Perry passed legislation last session mandating the change. In Houston, after Registrar Don Sumners got hundreds of calls from elderly voters, Sumners took a look at the Social Security death list that was being used.
And then a quick check of some of the information on that database led us to believe that there was a big probability that even a majority of the names on the list were people that were still alive.
So Sumner announced that in Houston, at least, there would be no purge of any voters until after the election. That did not please the Texas Secretary of State, who threatened Sumner with the loss of state funding unless Sumner purged his rolls. That threat went over poorly with the Houston registrar, who made it publicly clear to the Secretary of State that she could take her threats and...
Well, I can't give you the exact words, but basically they were escalating this fight and that they were picking on the wrong guy because I wasn't going to back down and they were going to lose the battle.
Which is where it now stands. Houston is not going to purge its voter rolls until after the election. The rest of the state is, and the Democrats are thinking about suing Texas. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.